أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة هيا على الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد Verily our praise and glory is due to Allah. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah. And that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is a servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you. And do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. And as to what follows, إِنَّ الْعَيْنَ لَتَدْمَعْ وَإِنَّ الْقَلْبَ لَيَحْزَنْ وَإِنَّا عَلَى فِرَاقِكَ يَا شَيْخُنَا لَمَحْزُونُونَ لَمَحْزُونُونَ Wallahi, the eyes well up with tears, and the heart feels sadness, and we are at your passing away, Sheikh Jabir, are in deep sorrow. عباد الله, by now the majority of us have heard the saddening tragic news of the passing away of our beloved Shaykh Hamid Jaber. We may have read it in the newspaper. We may have heard it in any of the masajid in the city of Toronto. We may have been told by one of our brothers or our sisters in al-Islam. But yet I feel it is my responsibility and duty today to discuss with you some few and important points that shall be facing us today and in the next couple of years. أولا كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. The first important point that we must understand is that all that is given life on the earth by Allah the Creator shall die and perish. And all that shall sustain and live on is the glorious face of the mighty and majestic Allah. ثانيا. Second, الدعوة إلى الله أبقى من الداعية. The call to Islam is more important than the person doing the calling. The saying of La ilaha illallah and ordering it and making da'wah to it is more important than the person saying it. And third and finally, من كان شيخنا المبارك. Who was he truly, Sheikh Jaber? So let us begin with the first of these important points. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before I begin, to shower peace and blessings upon him, and to admit him into his obedient slaves in Jannat al-Firdaus with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال تعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every soul, every living being that has been given life by the Creator shall taste death. It is الحقيقة الكبرى, the ultimate truth and reality that everyone living shall face in this dunya. الموت. Death, ya عباد الله. Allah gave it the title of الحق, that it is the truth. وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق ذلك ما كنت منه تحيد. And the truth and pain and astonishment of death comes with its truth and reality. This is what you tried to free yourself from. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْحَقُّ أَنَّكَ تَمُوتُ وَاللَّهُ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. The reality of death that you shall know at your time of death is that you will die. But Allah the Most High shall never perish. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ والحق أن ترى عند موتك ملائكة الرحمة أو ملائكة العذاب. The truth is that you shall either see at the time of your death the angels of mercy or the angels of punishment. وجاءت سكرة الموت بالحق والحق أن ترى روضة من رياض الجنة أو حفرة من حفر النار في قبرك. The truth is that you shall either see a garden from the gardens of paradise in your grave, or you shall see a pit from the pits of the fire. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ وَالْحَقُّ أَنْ تَكُونَ مِنَ السُّعَدَاءِ أَوْ مِنَ الْأَشْقِيَاءِ. And the truth shall be made clear to you that you shall know whether you are from the successful or from the failures. Think, يا عبد الله, how will your situation be when you are in the state of death? Or when someone who is beloved to you is in the state of death in front of you? Allah describes this to us in the Quran precisely by saying, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومِ. And when the soul of the dying person reaches its throat, why don't you try to stop it? وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ. And you are standing in front of him and around him, looking and watching. وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Yet we are closer to him than you, but you do not see. فلولا إن كنتم غير مدينين ترجعونها إن كنتم صادقين. If you truly fear that you have power and you will not be taken to account, try to return the soul to its body if you are truthful. فَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ. If the person was from those who were close to Allah, then we shall see pleasure and gardens of delight. وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ فَسَلَامٌ لَكَ مِنْ أَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ. And if he was a person who was from the right hand, did what was good and honorable, then he shall be given peace and salvation because he was as such. وَأَمَّا إِن كَانَ مِنَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ الضَّالِّينَ فَنُزُلٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٍ وَتَصْلِيَةُ جَحِيمٍ إن هذا لهو الحق اليقين فسبح باسم ربك العظيم. But if he was from those who belied and did not believe and was misguided, then he shall have boiling water and gardens of fire for him. This is the most truth with certainty. فسبح. So glorify the praise of the name of your Lord. سبحان ربي العظيم. All of us shall face this reality, يا عباد الله. After having understood this, it becomes for us now important to understand that in this dunya, we are here for a reason, and this is to worship Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I've only created men and humans for them to worship me. Therefore the da'wah to Allah is until the day of Qiyamah. We cannot stop. This becomes important for us to understand. أَنَّ الدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَبْقَى وَأَهَمُّ مِنَ الدَّاعِيَةِ. And this is our second point. That to call to Allah is more important than the person doing the calling. A da'wah cannot die by the death of any human being. For if it was to die by the death of a human, it would have died with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But us in our thousands and millions and billions, we are proof that the da'wah did not die by the death of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us look and focus at the time of the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After he passed away, imagine, ya ibad Allah, you come to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you hear the news that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. فقال عمر, عمر the Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen, raised his sword and he said, مَنْ قَالَ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا قَدْ مَاتْ فَسَأَقْتُلِهُ. Whoever says that Muhammad has died, I will kill him. He couldn't believe it. He was in a state of shock and weakness. وَعُثْمَانْ بِعَثْمَانْ became paralyzed. Could not move. He fell to the ground, could not move his feet. وعلي كرم الله وجهه became dumb, could not speak, could not move his tongue. And one of the people of the Ansar, from the people living in Al-Madinah, raised his hand to Allah and said, Ya Allah, اللهم خذ بصري حتى لا أرى وجها بعد وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. One of the Ansar, with sahih narration, raised his hands to Allah and said, Oh Allah, take my sight so I do not see another face after the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Abu Bakr, as-Siddiq, entered upon the Messenger and established that he had passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and exited and said to the people standing on the minbar of Rasulullah, halumma ilayh, gather around me. من كان يعبد محمدا فإن محمدا قد مات. Whoever worshipped Muhammad, know that Muhammad has died. ومن كان يعبد الله فالله حي لا يموت. But if you were those who worship Allah, then know that Allah is living and eternal and never dies. فسقط السيف من عمر. The sword fell out of Umar's hands, and he told him, Ya Abu Bakr, is it true? فقال أبو بكر, reciting to him from Surah Ali Imran, وما محمد إلا رسول. And Muhammad is nothing more than a messenger. If he was to die or to be martyred or killed, would you return to disbelief? Would you return? And Umar asked him, are you sure, Ya Abu Bakr? And Abu Bakr recited to him the statement of Allah to the Messenger in the Quran, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ. O Messenger of Allah, you will die, you will pass away, and so will they. But the da'wah to Allah did not stop by the death of any human being. So let us take this example into our lives. With the passing away of our Shaykh and teacher and Imam and educator, let us go on. Let us look forward. Let Islam spread more than it has spread in his time, rahimahullah. And with these words, I shall sit down for Jilsatul Istiraha. And when I stand up, I will continue with our third and final point, which is understanding who Shaykh Jabir really was, rahimahullah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. شيخنا المبارك الشيخ حامد جابر. What can we say in the few words or in the few minutes that we have? كان أولا حافظا لكتاب الله عز وجل. كان من حفظة كتاب الله. He was a memorizer of the Quran. Many of us prayed behind him in صلاة التراويح in this masjid and in other masajid before this. ولقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يقال لصاحب القرآن يوم القيامة اقرأ وارتقي ورتل كما كنت ترتل في الدنيا فإن منزلتك عند آخر آية. رواه الترمذي وأبو داود وهو حسن صحيح. The Prophet honoring those who have been given the Quran and memorized it and worked with it, he said, on the day of judgment Allah shall say to the memorizers of the Quran, recite the Quran and write a level for each ayah that you knew. And recite in your beautiful way, for the last place you will reach is the place, is the ending of your memorization. Imagine, Ya Ibadullah, memorize the whole Quran. He shall be, insha'Allah, in Jannatul Firdaus with us with him. Allahumma ahim. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم الماهر بالقرآن مع السفرة الكرام البررة. He who memorizes the Quran and its fluent in its recitation, he is at the level of the malaika, the obedient and honorable. وكان الشيخ جابر رحمه الله from the best of people in manners, in character, in dealing with people. كان أحسن الناس أخلاقا. Anyone who met him for 5 minutes could speak to him as if he knew him through his childhood. Whether it was about business or Islam or family problems, because of his obedient and easygoing way and character, he could deal with the people and teach them Islam without them even knowing. ولقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من خياركم أحسنكم أخلاقا. From the best of you, the cream of the crop, are those who have the most easygoing, the best manners, the best character. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم البر حسن الخلق. Bir, righteousness, true righteousness, is having good character and manners with others. وكان شيخنا المبارك معلما ومربيا. He was an educator and a teacher. He taught people what he knew. تقريب القرآن, تقريب حديث and sunnah. Explain to them the اختلاف. Try to teach the people the amount that they could handle. وَلَقَدْ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you is he who learns the Qur'an. Man learns the Qur'an and teaches it to others. أنا وشيخ جابر كان رجلا صادقا أمينا. He was truthful and honest. Anyone who met him will testify that he never lied. Even if it was against himself, he would say the truth. Even when he was wrong, he would say, I am wrong, ya akhi, this is the truth. May Allah forgive us. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم الصدق يهدي إلى البر والبر يهدي إلى الجنة وإن العبد ليصدق ويتحرى الصدق حتى يكتب عند الله صديقا. Truthfulness leads to righteousness and righteousness leads you to the Jannah, and a person will always strive to say the truth until Allah shall weight him with those who are truthful. This is the life of Sheikh Jabir in a few words. But let us look at his death, rahimahullah. For Allah honored him in his death. Sheikh Jabir died from a stomach illness. وَلَقَدْ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ مَنْ مَاتَ مَقْتُولًا فَهُوَ شَهِيدٌ. Who passes away due to stomach illness, then he is a shaheed. He is a martyr for Islam, as long as his regular actions were complete. كان شهيد. And do you know what the shuhada are given at the moment of their death? Six things, ya ibad Allah. They are forgiven immediately of all of their evil deeds. They are given freedom from the punishment of the grave. They are given the Jannah. They are given the prohibition of the fire to touch them. They are given the reassurance from Allah that when they are resurrected from the grave, they shall feel no pain or stress. And they are given al-hurul ayn, the women of the Jannah. وَنَحْتَسِبُ شَيْخُنَا كَذَلِكَ. And we ask Allah to make him from the shuhada. Allah Usman. Also, our Sheikh Jabir was buried in Al-Madinah Al-Muhawwara. That the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Madinah on the day of resurrection shall meet shafa'a for those who are buried in it. This is Sheikh Jabir. And I conclude with a final hadith, which is authentic and agreed upon. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مات ابن آدم انقطع عمله إلا من ثلاث. If a person dies, his deeds are cut. Nothing can benefit him anymore except from three things. Listen so you may understand. أولا, the first of these things that will benefit you, صدقة جارية. You have given something in the way of Allah that people will benefit with it in the worship of Allah even after your death. The masjid you are sitting in, ya ibad Allah, was built through the effort and was maintained through the effort of our beloved Sheikh Jaber. أَوْعِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. The second thing, he taught people knowledge that they gained and taught to others and benefited from. And I am your example today. I had memorized the whole Quran on the hands of Sheikh Jaber. My brother also, Yasir Ibrahim, memorized the whole Quran on the hands of Sheikh Jaber. And before us, our brother Hanif Nouri memorized the Quran on the hands of Sheikh Jaber. And before us, those who learned the Quran in different parts of the world memorized and learned on the hands of Sheikh Jaber. And finally, ولد الصالح يدعو له. A son or lineage that will make dua for him after she has passed away. And Sheikh Jaber has left behind in our care, after the care of Allah, 4 children, 2 girls and 2 boys. And they are in our necks if we do not take care of them and educate them the way that he had wished. And these are the words I wish to leave you with today. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to send peace and blessings upon us and upon our beloved Sheikh Jaber rahimahullah, and to admit us with him, with the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Jannatul Firdaus. اللهم اغفر له وارحمه وعافه واعف عنه وأكرم نزله ووسع مدخله. اللهم إننا نسألك إيمانا لا يرتد ونعيما لا ينفد وقرة عين النظر إلى وجهك الكريم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة.